At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Rob Longo.
Hi, friends. Welcome to today's edition of the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of the Charlotte Hornets, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of your Charlotte Hornets. Unfortunately, it is yet again a silver linings edition of the HHC. As Charlotte falls last night against the Phoenix Suns at home, 107-96. Charlotte now 17-50 on the season. Quick turnaround, though, for the Hornets. It's also a game day edition of the Hornets Hivecast, as Charlotte is on the second night of a back-to-back, heading to Philadelphia to take on the 76ers, a team that just 2 weeks ago the Hornets faced on the second night of a back-to-back as well in Philadelphia. A little bit of a weird schedule quirk there. We'll break this one down, provide you with our silver lining performances, and also preview the Hornets and Sixers coming up with the one and only lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, who is trying to take my crown as one of the most booked HHC podcast guests here on the Hornets Hivecast. And Sam, thank you for joining me yet again in studio. I know you and Sam were in the studio yesterday, so happy to see your smiling face again.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me. Yes, the back-to-back specialist. Anytime there's a home game leading into a road game, I'm called upon, and then just a road game as well. Anytime there's a back-to-back, really just anywhere. And I would say I'm not taking any crown from you. I think you're kind of entrenched here. You and Sam, I'm kind of like maybe leading the way as most featured guest, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a choice. I think maybe you have a little bit more of a choice. There's always
just
a choice.
No.
There's always a choice, according to Sam Farber, but the other choice is not so great. So I don't even entertain that thought. So maybe Sam's just trying to get rid of me. I don't know. He's going to hear that, and then I'm going to hear about it later on at some point here over the next 24 hours or so. Anyways, we're getting a little bit off topic here. Let's go ahead and recap last night's game here again. It was a 107-96 loss for the Hornets here at the Hive, as Charlotte got off to a little bit of an offensive struggle, a little bit of an omen, as that was the theme of the game for the rest of the game, quite frankly. Charlotte didn't get its first points until a little bit under the 9-minute mark of the first quarter. Started the game 0-for-5 from the field. Ended up leading there in the first quarter thanks to a 9-0 run. It ended up being 14-4 extended, but Phoenix took a 28-26 lead going into the first quarter, or going into the break after the first quarter, as Eric Gordon had 8 points, Grant Williams had 8 points for the Hornets. Charlotte was shooting just 2 of 8 from 3. Again, another common theme in this game last night, as Charlotte had to call timeouts early on in the second quarter to stop an 11-2 run, and the Suns were able to rip off a 21-6 run there in the middle or later portions of the second quarter, as Charlotte goes 2-for-22 from beyond the arc in that first half. And if you heard what I just said about going 2-for-8, that means they went 0-for-14 from three-point land in that second quarter. Suns were shooting at about 44% in that second frame from the field, and 47% from the field in general in the first half. Charlotte was shooting just 37%. Despite that 2-for-22 mark, the Suns weren't doing much better. They were 6-of-20 from three-point land, and they only led it 54-45 going into the locker room. So the Hornets were still very much in this, thanks to some double-digit halves from Vasilij Micic, Miles Bridges, Grant Williams. They were all in double figures at the break. Aaron Gordon had 11 points. for the Suns. Bradley Beal only had 9 points. Kevin Durant only had 6. Devin Booker had 5. So the big three for the Suns weren't really getting the job done there, but that quickly changed in that third quarter. Devin Booker popped off 14 of his 21 points coming in the third frame alone. Suns closed the third quarter on a 13-2 run in the final 3 minutes and 40 seconds, and Devin Booker had a huge third quarter. I mentioned 14 points he had. He also had 5 assists, which led to 11 points. So of the 38 points that Phoenix scored there in that third frame, Devin Booker accounted for 25 of them. That's about 66%. So that was kind of the point that I thought things kind of got out of hand, as the Suns outscored the Hornets by 16 in that third quarter. So Hornets trailed 92-67 going into the fourth frame. They did make a comeback, though, ended up putting together a 14-2 run to start the quarter and got this one within 10. Brandon Miller hit a 3 down the stretch that made things a little interesting, but ended up being a 107-96 loss for the Hornets last night. Charlotte ended up winning that fourth quarter 29-15. They limited the Suns to just 25% shooting in that fourth quarter, but again, just a little bit too much of a hole to dig out of when it was all said and done. So, Sam, that's kind of what did it for me in the game last night. Obviously, the three-point shooting was not great. The Hornets ended up shooting just 16% from beyond the arc. They were 6 of 37 from 3 for the game. That's not going to get things done. And the fact that there were just a couple of times there where the Suns were able to counter on the other side and their big three showed up at the right time in the early stages of the second half. I thought that third quarter was obviously the difference.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it did feel like got to halftime. And there's part of it, it's like, okay, you're encouraged. You're only down 11 points. But it's like, and you're shooting 2 of 22 from three-point range. And it's like, you've done as good a job defensively as you can possibly do against this team and the talent they have. And so it was like, you're encouraged by the defense, but you're also like, if they don't get some shot-making going soon, the bottom is going to kind of fall out on this one. And that's exactly what happened in that third quarter. It wasn't really fast break points, but it just felt like the wear and tear of all the missed shots and never really having a chance to set your defense. Everything is coming off live ball rebounds. The Hornets, you know, the defensive strides they've made in the last several weeks. I think they're the best team in the NBA in half-court defense. I think it's 89.6 points per 100 possessions, but it just never really felt like that consistently could set their defense in that third quarter. And it just, you know, the Suns were just kind of a hair ahead of them every single time. And you know, they're Devin Booker had a big quarter, like you said, and they're so good in so many areas. You throw two guys on one of Durant, you're going to leave the other two open. So I thought the defense put them in really good position in this one. It's just the shot making was so far on the other end of the pendulum that it didn't necessarily reflect the 25-point deficit at the end of the third quarter. If you could get just a little bit of three-point momentum going, and it didn't feel like bad shots. It didn't feel like they were forcing things, taking a lot of contests. It did feel like it got to a point where we need to get to the basket a little bit more. I know Steve Clifford said that after the game, because, you know, at some point it's like, okay, it's just not your night shooting. You got to find other ways to manufacture points or this is going to get away from you. And that's kind of what happened there in that third quarter.
And there's two schools of thought when you're coming out of halftime, too. There's the thought that, okay, the Hornets shot 2 for 22 from beyond the arc in that first half. Things can't get much worse. They can only go up from here. That's one school of thought. The other school of thought is, wow, look at Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. They combined for 20 points there in that first half. If one of them gets going, it could certainly be trouble for the Hornets. And unfortunately, one became true, not the one that the Hornets needed, which was the three-point shot to be a little bit better there in that second half. Granted, it was. It just wasn't to the level of where they could climb out of this hole. So, again, the Hornets found themselves down as many as 25 there, especially in the second half, but Charlotte not able to mount that comeback in the fourth quarter. You alluded to it a little bit there, talking about what Steve Clifford had to say after the game about the shooting. Here's the full quote from Steve Clifford.
I told him at halftime, I think we were 2 for 22, right, I think. We were getting decent shots, but I just think sometimes the other part of what a good shot is, depending on how the game's going, you know. So, like, when you've missed 3 or 4 in a row like that, sometimes you got to just play with more force and drive the ball harder and try to get something going more to the basket. And even in the second half, you know, I mean, we just shot the ball really poorly.
Now, the Hornets did end up shooting more free throws than Phoenix did, which is a little bit of a rarity considering the veteran presence that is on that Suns team. I mean, Kevin Durant can go to the line a lot. Bradley Beal can get to the line pretty easily. All of those guys can. They just didn't really do it a whole lot in the game last night. I mean, I guess the fact that the Suns did shoot 46% helps that cause, but Charlotte did not do a great job at the free throw line, 20 of 27 from the stripe, only 74%, but again, there's other instances in there where the Suns were on the second night of a back-to-back. That doesn't really factor into it a whole lot here, considering that the Hornets will have to be on the second night of a back-to-back tonight. So at the end of the day, it ends up being a 107-96 loss here for the Hornets. Still plenty to talk about in this one, though. A lot to like. You got to give credit where credit's due. Devin Booker had 21 points. That was tied for a game high, along with Vasilij Micic, who had 21 for the Hornets. Booker with a double-double with 11 assists as well. All five starters were in double figures for the Suns. Kevin Durant finished with 13 points. Jusuf Nurkić had a big game, 13 points, 21 rebounds for him. Grayson Allen, 17 points as well. Bradley Beal had 15. Eric Gordon, 14 off the bench. On the other side for the Hornets, they got a lot of contributions as well. Trey Mann in double figures with 12. Miles Bridges had 17 and 10 for a double-double. Nick Richards only scored 2 points, but he was able to pull down 15 boards. Brandon Miller, 14 points as well. It took a little bit of a higher scoring volume. And Grant Williams had 20 points off the bench to go along with those 21 that Vasilij Micic had. So plenty of opportunities for silver lining performances. A lot of nominees in this one. We'll get to those right after this here on a Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com. Where America goes to hire.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
It's a Silver Linings edition of the HHC. Rob Longo, lead writer of Hornets.com. Sam Perley with you following Charlotte's 107-96 loss against the Phoenix Suns last night. Hornets in Philly tonight to take on the Sixers. We, of course, will get to that here in a few moments. But in the meantime, we have to talk about our Silver Lining performances. Sam Perley, you are the guest of honor here, as we've already established here several times here on the HHC. So I will always defer to you as getting first pick for your Silver Lining performances. Who is your pick from last night's game?
Seems like I'm always the guest of honor. One of these days you're going to say, you know what, I'm taking this one first.
No, I try to be courteous.
Maybe I'll defer it back to you one of these end of the season as a thank you. I'm going to go with Vasilij Micic. Back-to-back 20-point games, 7 of 12. Didn't shoot or only attempted 2 3-pointers, missed both, did really good attacking the basket. I thought career high 7 free throws made, career high 9 free throws attempted, only had 3 assists too, but you could see him kind of as a little bit higher of a usage rate for him, mainly because I think he was one of the only ones that could really kind of get things going and getting into the basket. So fun stat, back-to-back 20-point games for him, first time in his career, and he's the 7th rookie to accomplish this feat this season, and the 2nd Hornet as well. Brandon Miller, G.G. Jackson on Memphis, Chet Holmgren, Scoot Henderson, Victor Wembanyama, and Keontae George have also done this at least once this season. So it's really good to see Vasilij Micic. The efficiency is there, the scoring is there, the playmaking is there. This was kind of an overall odd game given the Hornets' extreme small amount of turnovers and then not making any threes. It was kind of a weird one, but I thought he was a really, really solid contributor for the 2nd night in a row. And he's on a nice little stretch here. I think it's 8 straight games now in double-figure scoring.
Bridges into the corner. Micic tries to go baseline. Durant hits the deck. Micic, ball fake, goes up, lay-in is good. Micic put a future Hall of Famer on his backside.
I thought Vasa was great. It was a little bit of an interesting exchange there where after the game, Vasilij was asked about that play there where he was able to put Kevin Durant on skates a little bit, and he said, "Oh, I just kind of got lucky there." And he talked about, hey, you know, I'm 30 years old. My career is set in stone for the most part. That's not going to solidify my legacy or anything like that. And, of course, he gave some kudos to Kevin Durant, saying it's somebody that he admired growing up and somebody he's watched for a long, long time. Not quite growing up, but watching from afar, playing over in Europe. So Vasilij, I thought, did great. The other thing, too, that's notable, only 1 turnover in the game last night. Official box score says that Charlotte had 4 turnovers. That is a season low for turnovers in a game, something that maybe got lost a little bit in the shuffle. The previous low was 5 that they had 2 weeks ago against Philadelphia. So maybe that might be a statistic to watch here as we get ready for our game preview in our following segment. But after the game, Steve Clifford asked about Vasilij Micic. Here's what he had to say about his rookie point guard.
Well, I think he's getting more and more comfortable, you know, more and more confident. You know, he's very bright. I think he learns everything. When you watch him, he learns things every game. He's a very accomplished player. I mean, he's a 2-time MVP of the EuroLeague, which is great basketball. And obviously, he's getting a good opportunity here, and he's taking good advantage of it.
A little bit from Steve Clifford about Vasilij Micic after the loss last night. Probably would have been my top performer, my silver lining pick, whatever you want to call it, if you didn't take him, so I have to pivot in a little bit of a different direction. I'm going to go with the guy that had 20 points off the bench. That's Grant Williams.
Knocked out of his hands, but right to Trey Mann. Chance for the Hornets to tie for a 2. Mann trying to attack. Step back move. Over to Grant Williams. He'll fire off a 3 for the lead. Yes, sir! Grant Williams drilling another Lowe's 3-point shot. It's a 9-0 run for Charlotte. And they've got their first lead of the game, 11-10.
Of course, based off that call, that came very early on in the game, but Grant was able to do a pretty good job for the most part throughout the game. Finished the first half with 10 points. Was pretty even, obviously, getting another 10 in that second half as well. But I thought that he's just been that bench presence that the Hornets have severely been missing here for a long, long time. I know that the pieces have been shifted around a little bit here since the trade deadline, but Grant Williams, I thought, is another one of those guys that he might not be able to give you 40 every night, but he's going to be a consistent 6, 7, 8 points off the bench over the last couple of games where he's been struggling. But now that he's starting to kind of find his rhythm again, now he's able to give you 15-20 off the bench and really set the defense as well. Had 6 rebounds in the game last night, went 8-17 from the field, 3-8 beyond the arc. Pretty good numbers, all things considered, in a game that, again, nobody shot the ball particularly well for Charlotte. 37% as a team from the field, 16% from beyond the arc, and Grant Williams was able to go 3-8. So I love what he's been able to do. I know we've talked a lot about it time and time again here on the podcast, Sam, but Grant Williams continues to be that steady bench presence here for Charlotte.
That role that he has on the bench, is he's really settled in nicely. And it's not to say that he can't start or he was unsuccessful starting, but you know, you want to put your guys in the best position for them to succeed, because that's going to make the team succeed. Now, the Hornets don't necessarily have the luxury of doing that right now, just given all of their injuries. They've had to go through stretches where they started Grant Williams, you know, at power forward, and you know, maybe that caused a little bit of the scoring to dip a little bit. But these past 3 games, 22 points, 18 points, 20 points, and a shot pretty efficiently in all of them too. So I really like what he has brought to this team, you know, this past month. I think, again, it's hard to really see the full picture of it, just given the injuries, and you've had to stretch guys, you know, you stretch your rotation a little thin right now, but he's doing everything right now. I'm really excited to kind of see when this team gets closer to whole again, him back in that small ball five, or playing back up four, or spacing the floor. I mean, again, he brings so much to this team that they were really lacking before he got here.
Hornets fall last night by a final tally of 107-96 against the Phoenix Suns. No rest for the wicked, though. Game day edition here of the HHC as Charlotte is in Philadelphia to take on the Sixers tonight. We'll have your game preview for you right after this here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Today, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And who has the time? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family's insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then, HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud to help you and your family save. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden medical bill errors. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
It's a game day edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Rob Longo and the lead writer of Hornets.com, Sam Perley, with you on this edition of the HHC as Charlotte is in Philadelphia tonight to take on the 76ers. Second night of a back-to-back. Like I mentioned, a little bit of irony here as the Hornets met the Sixers in Philly on the second night of a back-to-back 2 weeks ago. And in that game, the Hornets fell 121-114. Miles Bridges team high 27 points in that one. He also had 11 rebounds. Tyrese Maxey was able to have the game-high 33 points for Philadelphia, as five other Hornets, by the way, were in double figures. Tobias Harris had 31 points. Former Hornets legend Kyle Lowry. Can we say that, Sam?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
It's tongue-in-cheek. Okay, we'll allow it. He ended up with a double-double, 15 points and 10 assists as well. Since that game, though, Sixers are just 2-5, lost two straight. They lost 114-105 at Milwaukee on Thursday. Philly got another 30-point performance from Maxey in that one. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a game-high 32 points for the Bucks. Also worth noting that former Hornet Kai Jones has been signed to a 10-day contract by the Sixers. That was official yesterday afternoon. Probably not going to play tonight. I would be probably a long shot if he did, but either way, worth noting that as well. So you know how these work, Sam. We need a Hornet to watch, a Sixer to watch, and a Stat to watch. Where would you like to begin?
I'm going to go with a Hornet to watch. And it's somebody I think that's kind of flown under the radar just a little bit these past two games. It's Trey Mann. They've got Trey Mann back in the fold right now. Back-to-back double-figure scoring performances. He was 4 of 10 last night for 12 points. And in the Memphis game, he was 5 of 9 for 10 points. So not taking a ton of shots right now. And I think he's been deferring a little bit to Vasa, just given how well he's been playing this week or so. But it's good to see Trey Mann back out there. there. He had 7 assists last night too, which was his most since his second game with the team back on February 12th. So even if it's not, you know, a high volume of points, he's finding ways to contribute. And it's hard, especially at this time of the season. You miss 3 games with that groin injury, I think it was, or hamstring injury, and to kind of come right back into the fold and pick up where you left off is not easy. So hopefully we can see a little bit more of Trey Mann getting going a little bit more, finding his shots, and maybe getting that 3-point shot to fall, because right now he is only 1 of 7 since returning. So get some shots going early, and hopefully can kind of get things going in the right direction for him.
Ended up being 1 for 5 from beyond the arc in last night's loss. But yeah, I mean, he's been pretty solid for the last 2 games ever since he returned. I thought he played great in Memphis. I thought that it was just the ability to be available in that one, where you're able to switch the lineup a little bit and bring it back to some normal rotations, have guys like Grant Williams play those normal second team minutes, have some guys kind of shift around and that sort of thing. So I thought that the fact that Trey Mann was even healthy is just a win in that sense. But I thought he did a good job getting downhill a couple times in the game last night, had a couple of van one opportunities as well, finishing around the rim. Definitely a good pick for me. I'm going to look at the bench in this one. I'm going to look at Davis Bertans. He has just not been having a good go of it from beyond the arc here as of late. He was 0 for 4 from 3 in the game last night. You go back to the Memphis game, he was 1 for 10 from behind the line, 2 for 8 on the road at Detroit, 3 for 8 against Brooklyn if you take it back up to a week ago. So he's just one of those guys that kind of has to get going a little bit, especially can be a spark plug off the bench. I know it's one of those microwave situations where he can get hot really, really quickly, but sometimes when you put food in the microwave, there's some cold spots in there, and unfortunately Bertans has been a little cold from 3-point land as of late. Go back to that Sixers game 2 weeks ago, he was 5 of 12 from 3, so the Hornets could certainly use that in a game they ended up shooting just 16% from the 3-point line last night against Philadelphia. So Davis Bertans, if he gets hot, it could be definitely a sizable difference in the ball game tonight. Next up, stat to watch or a Sixer to watch?
I will go with Sixer to watch, and I will mention a slight stat to watch. Philadelphia has dropped 5 of 6, and they are really, really struggling offensively like the Hornets right now. I think they are last in the NBA in offense during this stretch, and they had back-to-back games with under 80 points earlier this week, which is really surprising in the year 2024. But the reason the offense has been not so great right now is they've been missing a lot of guys. One of those was Tyrese Maxey. He had a concussion. I think he missed 4 games. He just came back. He's averaging 23.5 points and is shooting 8 of 15 from 3-point range over his past 2 outings. So the numbers might look not so great for Philly from an offensive standpoint this past 5 or 6 games. They don't have Joel Embiid. Tobias Harris is in a little bit of a slump. They didn't have Maxey for 4 of them, but he's starting to get going a little bit. He had 33 against the Hornets earlier this month. It did take him 29 shots to get there, but he hit some big ones down the stretch. So Tyrese Maxey is going to be my Sixer to watch tonight, just given the Harris slump. Still no Joel Embiid, and they're just all out of sorts right now. So they're going to lean on the guy that is able to cook right now, and that is Tyrese Maxey, to hopefully get their offense pointed in the right direction.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, he's been the guy that's been able to carry the water ever since Joel Embiid has gone out and was named an all-star for a reason, and rightfully so. I mean, he's a guy that can consistently get you 30 points night in and night out. So certainly makes a big difference in this one. Probably would have been my player to watch if you did not take him, so I got to pivot a little bit in this one. As much as I want to take Tobias Harris, you touched on the slump that he's been in, I'm going to go with a former Hornet, and I'm not saying this one tongue-in-cheek. It's going to be Kelly Oubre. He did not play in that game against the Hornets 2 weeks ago, and he's been one of those guys that's been really consistent. I mean, that ended up just being his second missed game since he had a really long string of injuries there at the beginning of the season, obviously with that car accident situation where he broke a rib or bruised a rib or just a really bizarre situation. But outside of that spot where he was inactive for several games, he's only missed 2 since. So he's been one of those guys that's been very steady for them. Unfortunately, didn't play that game against the Hornets 2 weeks ago, but ever since then, again, he's a guy that can get you a lot of buckets, and we've seen that in Charlotte the previous 2 seasons that he was here. But in that game in Milwaukee, he scored just 9 points. That was his first time in a long time that he was in single digits scoring-wise, but he's been able to score 19 points, 18 points, 20. He had a 30-point performance at the beginning of the month against Brooklyn as well. He's a guy that can get you buckets, and right now he's in a starting role because of all the injuries that the Sixers have had to endure. So I know that he's a guy that has a lot of shot volume, and that can be great, and that can be not so great just based off of if he's hot or cold that night. And it always seems like whenever Kelly goes to his previous team or meets his previous team in a game, he has a lot of those in his career based off of how much he's bounced around. He always seems to take it a little bit more personal, not quite to the Patrick Beverley level, but he still takes it a little personable. So I'm going to take Kelly Oubre in this one to keep an eye on this evening for the Sixers. So that just leaves us with a statistic to watch. What are you keeping an eye on?
Well, on top of the offense that Philadelphia is really struggling with recently, go back to that game on March 1st against the Hornets. Offensive rebounding was the biggest factor, without a doubt. Philadelphia had 15 offensive rebounds for 28 second chance points in a game that they, I think, won by seven. That's the difference. It was not even close. I think 31 is the most the Hornets have given up this season in second chance points. So it was very close to a season high for an opponent. Hornets really struggling with defensive rebounding right now. And I think given the personnel, they just don't have a ton of size right now. It was good to see Nick Richards get 15 last night. So hopefully that's a good sign of things to come. But right now, since February 14th, going into the game last night, the Hornets were last in the NBA in defensive rebounding percentage in those 14 games since February 14th at 68.3%. So they've got to finish these possessions right now. The defense is playing really, really well, especially in a half-court setting. But if you're not finishing these possessions and you're giving second and third opportunities away, it's going to bite you. And it was creeping. It was one of those situations in Philadelphia. It was creeping up on them the whole game. And then it came to a pivotal two-possession stretch in that Sixer game where I think they gave up three offensive rebounds in the span of two possessions, led to 5 points when they had a chance to make it a one-possession game. So they just weren't able to clear it in a bit. So that's something they've really, really got to be focused on. And in particular, Paul Reed had five of those offensive rebounds. But it was mostly a collective effort. Everybody was getting offensive rebounds. It can't happen again tonight.
When I looked at that stat, because 29% of the boards that the Sixers get come on the offensive glass. I mean, that's top 10 in the association. I thought a lot of that was maybe the Joel Embiid effect, but obviously it's not the case considering that they had so many against the Hornets 2 weeks ago when Embiid was not available. And of course, he will not be playing in this one today either. But for me, as much as I want to take points in the paint because of that size issue that you talked about, I got to look at the turnovers just because the Sixers do not turn the ball over. They're the best team in the association. They average a little bit under 12 turnovers per game. This is how crazy razor thin of a margin it is in the National Basketball Association. Philadelphia turns the ball over on average 11.8 times per game. That is first in the association. The Hornets turn the ball over on average 13.7 times per game. So, I mean, that's what, a 2-turnover difference? The Hornets are 20th in the NBA. I mean, that is just how thin of a margin of error it is to play in the NBA from a team standpoint. But the Hornets are doing a better job. I touched on it a moment ago. They only had 4 last night against the Phoenix Suns. That is a season low. They've been doing a better job taking care of the basketball as of late because that was a really big issue right around the trade deadline. And I get it. You have different pieces. You have different guys playing with each other with limited practice time, and not everybody knows their tendencies and that sort of thing. But so far, as of late, they've done a really good job taking care of the basketball. It's going to be a factor in this one as well, because again, you're not going to get turnovers on the other side from the Sixers. So you got to take care of the ball, kind of fight fire with fire in that sense a little bit. So it could be one of those things where if the Hornets are able to limit their turnovers, maybe they get lucky. Maybe they catch Philadelphia on the wrong end and they're able to get a couple extra out of the Sixers tonight, and maybe that ends up being the ball game. You never know. So a lot to watch in this one tonight. After the game, you of course can read Sam Perley's game recap on Hornets.com, and you can hear us break this one down once again here on the Hornets Hivecast. Sam, I hope you have a voice left after tonight.
I know. This, like I said the other day, this will be 4 in a row tomorrow. That's quite a streak. At least that's got to be a personal long streak for me. And if we just want to keep it going through, or you probably get sick of me and want to go back to Sam.
But... it's not a me decision. I'm not the one, as much as people think, that steers the boat. It's more of Sam Farber's call. So if we don't call you, don't take it personal. It's not me. It's probably Sam Farber.
He doesn't want to give up. There's one primary Sam, and then I'm kind of the
backup. It's a power
Sam.
Struggle.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a power struggle thing. I leave it at that because I don't want to get in the middle of you two.
All good. Well, thank you for having me. As always, it's always nice to do these in studio. Beats being over the phone sometimes. But yeah, hopefully Hornets can bounce back. That they played well last night for the most part outside of the shot making. And hopefully they can just get a few more shots to fall and put themselves in better position and you know, get the win in the second half of this back-to-back.
We'll see what's in store on the second night of a back-to-back. We'll see what the energy level looks like as well. I know we'll bring the energy on tomorrow's edition of the Hornets Hivecast as we will recap you this one after tonight's action. For Sam Perley, I'm Rob Longo saying thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. We'll talk to you tomorrow once again recapping the Hornets and the Sixers on EHHC.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does all the work for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. Visit Picasso to see thousands of listings. That's PACASO.com.